I'm really proud of what we did defensively tonight. I was really proud of the way that the defense competed. We were very aggressive with our defense. I thought guys competed for 60 minutes out in that game tonight on the defensive side of the ball and was really proud of what they were able to do with some of the frustrations and some of the struggles that we were having offensively. We got much more aggressive defensively and put our corners a little bit more on an island than I thought they did a really good job outside of a couple plays tonight. But defensively, I thought we did a lot of good things. Our kicking game, I thought was okay. I thought it certainly wasn't the reason that we won or certainly wasn't the reason we lost, but frustrating to get the clip in the back at the end when you put Andrew Gilliatt back there and he was able to make a play for us. But offensively, it was hard to watch. Offensively, I apologized to the people that had to sit there and watch it because it was hard to watch. It was probably just as far as being productive when you're about 20% on third down, and I don't know what we were throwing the ball, but it certainly wasn't very good as far as being able to throw and catch. They boiled this down to being a man-on-man game. They gave us a five-man front and made every lineman single block in the second half, and they went man-to-man coverage in the passing game and said, we're going to ask your quarterback to stand in the pocket and throw it. You're going to have to protect him, throw it and catch it and beat man coverage, and we weren't able to do that tonight. And they did the exact same thing on every play in the second half. It wasn't a mystery. It wasn't a guess. It was man on man. And I give Tulane credit for what they did defensively with their front. But offensively, we're certainly not a very good football team. I think it doesn't help, you know, when you lose Kenneth Dixon, your workhorse, who's that bigger back. Tevin has done a great job filling in for him, but you got to be careful how many times you give the ball to a 160-pound tailback when he's got to run in inside all day. And so we were really limited with just how much we were going to be able to give the ball to him. But then when Scotty in the second half was complaining about his pains in the side and Ryan had to go in, we just really struggled. We turned the ball over at our end of the field twice right away in the third quarter, put our defense in bad field position, got the behind and had to play catch up and could never make anything happen. It was frustrating, but I said it after we won last week, we're a work in progress and we've got to get better, and I'll certainly say it after tonight, that we're a work in progress, and we were probably exposed tonight in some one-on-one situations, and we weren't able to do enough to help our players get put in a position to win, and we weren't able to make the plays that we had to make to win. But offensively, it was as disappointing probably of an offensive performance as I've been around, and it was hard to watch. It's unfortunate. I certainly don't want to make this about offense versus defense because everybody in that locker room lost. And the defense certainly understands that from what they went through a year ago. And we're not going to point fingers. We're not going to try and make this an offensive-defensive thing because we're going to have to win and lose as a team. But it looks like if we're going to win some football games, we might have to score on defense, or we're going to have to get a heck of a lot better as an offensive football team.
Questions? Where does it begin with the offensive woes? Where do the issues begin?
Well, let's say we had a hard time protecting our quarterback, and you looked that he took kind of a beating tonight. Both Scotty, when he was in there getting hit every play, and then Ryan when he went back in there. You look at, I think the offensive line has got to get better. I think our quarterbacks have got to get better. We had a couple deep ball opportunities. We started the game with a flea flicker, you know, and we just overthrow it. We throw one of the interceptions that we throw in the third quarter. We're in man coverage, and DJ Banks has a great release, and he's four yards behind the defense, and we underthrow it by 10 yards, and they intercept the pass because we're running down the field. I mean, so I think we're not good enough as an offensive line. We're not good enough at quarterback. We dropped a touchdown in the end zone, you know, that was wide open, uncontested. I think there's plenty to go around, and I think as a staff, we got to take some ownership too, and giving our players a better opportunity to make some of those plays. And I think there's some things that we can do better. So I'm not sitting here pointing a finger at any one position, but where does it start? I say it was hard to watch because I don't know that there was a bright spot on offense other than we hit a couple big plays in the running game.
Coach, when you had an opportunity, did you think like even extra points that are going for two to kind of extend the game to that point and chase two later on.
Right. Well, I mean, we're going to have to go for two early or late. And at least then, if you made the two, then you kick it deep because you're in a one-score game, and you kick it deep and you play defense and you try and get the ball back. If you kick the field goal, you still got to – I mean, now you're going to know when you go for two, if you make it or don't, you're going to know whether you need two possessions or not to kick the onside kick. If you wait till the very end to do that, you don't have that opportunity anymore. And that's why we went for two. We were down 15 points. We had to go for two on the first one or the second one, and we made the decision to go for two on the first one so we would know whether we needed one or two possessions.
What is Scotty's injury status? Is he available for next week? What broken rib?
No idea at this point. No idea. I have not talked to the trainer. They brought him in at halftime to do x-rays and everything, but at this point I have no idea what the injury is.
What about Kenneth? Is he healthy? Didn't look it really.
You know, Kenneth tried to play. He went out there. He said he feels good, but when you watch him, I put him out there. He was like, Coach, I can go. I feel good. We put him out there, and he's going to run hard. But, you know, we've got other guys that have practiced that are 100%, and I'm not going to do anything to injure Kenneth any further. I think that once I put him out there and watched him run a little bit, he missed a lot of week of practice. He's never been injured. He's got to overcome that mentally as well as physically. I just didn't feel it was the right thing to do, playing him anymore after that.
Was there any discussion of playing a third quarterback after Ryan went out there and kind of struggled?
No, at that point there really wasn't. We've put a very small package in together for Paul. We should have utilized it. We should have utilized it, but you know, it's just so many little things. It seems like, you know, we finally run the ball around the end, and we get the two edges cut, and it's, you know, they're in the box going, he's got the corner, and we didn't hand the ball off. Why, I can't answer that question at this point, but we didn't hand it, and we pulled the ball, and we ran it up the middle. A lot of little things like that we're going to have to get better at, and no, we got to find a quarterback, because after watching tonight, I don't think it's fair to just put it on him, because he did make a couple throws and did some good things, but he was under constant pressure this evening.
How much of a momentum shift was it when you recovered that fourth quarter fumble at the 11 and, you know, kind of had yourself in business there and then ended up missing that field goal?
Well, you know, we're down 8 at that point, and I was even tempted to go for it, even called to go for it. You know, at first it was like, let's go for it, fourth down, let's put it in the end zone. I thought, you know what, kick the field goal. Now you're down 4. When we come back and score the touchdown, now that touchdown wins it, we've got points on the board right now. Take them. And we just pulled it. And I asked him, he just said he rushed it.
You mentioned the defense, but at what point can you just kind of scratch your head and say, what more can they do? I mean, they played.
They're going to have to score. They're going to have to score. If we want to win, they're going to have to score.
Defense?
Yes.
Simple as that?
Easy. I don't know what to do. I'm not going to make excuses, and we are what we are. We are what we are right now, and if we're not going to score points, then we not only have to create turnovers, but we're going to have to get some picks and run it back and scoop and score. We're going to have to get better on special teams. We're going to have to be able to not block in the back and get a punt return. You know, we never got a shot at a kickoff return, but we got to get better on offense, but I don't think our defense can look at it and beat our chest and say we played well enough to win. We lost. Everybody lost. The special teams lost, the offense lost, the defense lost. We all lost, and we got to look at it and say, what do we got to do? We got to get better. I stood up here and applauded our defense for the way that they competed and what they did. But, you know what, it wasn't enough.
But doesn't that put an awful lot of pressure on the defense to go in into a game and say, you need to score or we're going to lose?
No, I'm not saying we're going to lose, but yes, what else does our defense need to do? Tonight they would have needed to score because we didn't score enough points on offense. I mean, our defense, we've got to look at it. And Justin Ellis stood up in the locker room and said, hey, we were there last year. We were the ones that couldn't stop anybody and we had to score more points. You know what? Well, you know what? We've all got to pick it up. We've all got to play better.
When you said that the Tulane did the same thing the entire second half over and over and over and over again, and it seemed like y'all ran the zone read over and over and over again and they were stopping it in the backfield, what was the logic behind all that?
It wasn't just a zone read. We tried to get the ball outside a couple times, believe it or not. I mean, there's only so many ways you can hand off in the shotgun. You either got to run the sideways or in the pistol. But the blocking schemes are different. They're not all just the zone read. So we tried to block down one time. We missed a three technique on third down. We tried to run an isolation lead play. And the tackle didn't block down on the three. I mean, we were trying a couple different things. It wasn't just zone read. And there was a number of times we're pulling the ball when we were supposed to be handing it.
Anything else? All right, thank you.
Thank you all.